Hi there, it's Dr. Linda Papadopoulos, and you're listening to The Psychology Behind. Today, I want to speak about how to say no. Now, I feel like a little bit of a hypocrite because this is one that I've got to say I've had a lot of problems with myself in the past. I am definitely getting better. So I'm kind of feeling this podcast is for all of us today because, you know, I've really taken time to think about this and think about what has worked for me in the past, not just as a psychologist, but as an individual. So here's the thing. Saying yes is generally a lot easier than saying no, right? You know, agreeing to meet for a drink or take on a new project. You only realize that you're actually saying yes too much when you overdo it and you literally have no time to do all the stuff you're saying yes to, right? You begin to feel tired and just irritable and actually a bit let down that you didn't, you know, you can't do everything you thought you could do. Now, I think for a lot of people, the inability to say no comes down to a sense of duty. I think that certainly was the case with me. I'm an only child, so, you know, always felt, you know, you kind of doing your best and you know, taking on as much as possible and proving that, you know, you can do everything was really important. I think a lot of the people that I speak to, both friends and in my clinical practice, say the same thing. It's that sense of duty. I've got a duty to my job, to friends, to family. But you know what? It's really important to recognize that when you choose to avoid saying no, you actually forego a sense of control, even sort of a sense of volition and clarity over your life. Your choices actually don't only guide your life, but, you know, to a great extent, they define you. They define your values, both in terms of how you value things externally, but also how you value yourself. Now, I think particularly these days, there is so much on offer. You know, what to do, who to spend time with, what projects to work on. And because we're so much more connected, we're really aware of all of these options. And I think that's another reason that saying no is so difficult. But you can't say yes to everything because you'll ultimately end up paying the price. You'll feel burnt out, tired, even resentful of other people. Now, while saying no seems like a simple antidote to taking on too much, research actually suggests that most of us find ourselves agreeing to do more than we actually want to, or indeed feel that we are able to, simply because we hate to disappoint others. Now, look, we're social beings, and as such, we've got an innate need, right, for these social connections that make us feel like we belong. So in some ways, when you say no, it threatens that connection. The other part, of course, is the fear of missing out, which in the end leads to different ways of relating to the world around you. So what you end up doing is you have a lot of experiences, like, you know, a lot of breadth, right? But you never really engage meaningfully in any of these. So not much depth, simply because there's only 24 hours in the day. There's just not enough time to do it properly. And I think this is particularly relevant, again, in the days of social media, where we can never really commit to any one thing because we're painfully aware of everything else that we're missing out on. The other thing you need to consider if you constantly find yourself saying yes to other people is that the more you say yes, the more people expect, right? If you're always saying yes, this probably isn't great for your well-being. Think of it like this, right? Now, by the time you've worked and slept, the average person has, I don't know, around, 70 hours a week, I think, to do everything else. And that's everything. That's eating, family time, chores, administration, you know, of like paying your bills and stuff, your social commitments, your hobbies, your projects, walking the dog, rest, relaxation, personal development. You get the picture, right? There's a lot of stuff to do. So you need to be careful that the most likely irrational fear of upsetting people by saying no doesn't impact on your ability to just keep up with the basics. Think of it like this. No doesn't always have to be negative. In fact, if you set up a precedent where you always say yes, this may make you seem like a pushover. Other people won't value your time if you don't value it first. Saying no actually shows that you have boundaries and that you feel a sense that you're allowed these boundaries, that you value them. Most people will actually respond positive to this. And frankly, those that get offended by a polite refusal may not be the best people to have around you anyway. Also, if you're the type of person that's able to say no, then when you do agree to do something, people will know that you really want to do that thing, that you are genuinely committed to it instead of worrying that you're only doing it not to disappoint. And I think this is an important point, because learning how to say no will actually keep resentment from eroding your relationships. When we do something that we don't want to do, or you know, we feel we've been guilted into, we may end up acting passive aggressively, and this will inevitably affect the relationship, whether it's, you know, personal or professional. But by being honest about what you can offer, well, I think that's, you know, frankly, much more respectful. In fact, it'll give permission to the other person to be honest about what they can and can't do without feeling guilty. And this will stand relationships in much better stead. If you're finding it hard to say no, here are a few things that will make saying it that little bit easier. Number one, remember why you're saying no. No one is suggesting that you randomly decline every offer and proposal just for the sake of it. The whole purpose of saying no is to establish boundaries that will give you a greater sense of balance in your life and to allow those around you to be aware to respect those boundaries. There are many valid reasons why you would say no. You might not have time to meet a commitment, or those asking you to do something might not realize that given your schedule, you can't do it. Even if you're saying no because you feel that you need some time for yourself, that's okay too. The point is that if you want to be effective in your personal and professional life, you need to respect your time and effort, and saying no is a big part of this. Number two, beware of harshness bias. One of the cognitive errors that stops people from saying no is the unfounded belief that others judge actions and behaviors more harshly than they actually do. Because we fear this, we are more likely to put other people's needs above our own. It's important that you're able to challenge the notion that other people will think badly of you if you need to kind of take care of your own needs first sometimes. As long as you say no politely, most people will completely understand, and those that don't, again, probably aren't worth your time. Number three, saying no allows you and those around you to know your limits. Remember, people aren't necessarily asking you to do things because they want to overwhelm you. They're asking you to do things because, well, they think you can. And it's your responsibility, not theirs. It's your responsibility to let them know when you can't. While you may think that saying no will only serve to disappoint people, in actual fact, those around us tend to feel more comfortable engaging with us when we're able to set healthy limits. Number four, what you say no to defines who you are. In fact, the ability to say no makes other people respect you. It suggests that you're not only being honest with them, but you know what you want out of life. You know how to assess a situation, assess your own ability in responding to it, and value it. It suggests that you're not wasting their time, that you respect them or indeed their proposal enough not to take it on board unless you can commit to it. So don't forget, you know, you need to take up space in life. I think there's this fear, and I think I see this especially with a lot of the young women I see, that, you know, if I say yes, if I don't want to disappoint anyone, you know, you begin to lose sight of what you want. And when you begin to lose sight of what you want, you begin to lose sight of who you are. So it's true, saying no, as much as saying yes, is part of defining who you are. So own it. Say no when you need to. And finally, no isn't mean, and it doesn't mean never. I think because we're socialized into wanting to please others, saying yes just always feels like the correct answer. We just want to do it so not to let other people down. But actually, by itself, saying no doesn't have to be rude or uncaring or even really let anyone down. Think about how you say no. People will only feel hurt or, you know, dismissed if you're being hurtful or dismissive. Instead, be pleasant but firm. Explain that you can't and you're sorry, or if it's something that you may be able to do in future when you have more time, suggest an alternative. Either way, if you're seen as being solution focused, the person you're saying no to will understand where you're coming from. So I hope you found that useful, and I hope you practice saying no this week, because it does take practice. Now, that doesn't mean you don't engage in life, and it doesn't mean we don't help each other out, because I think, you know, being, of course, kind is hugely important, but you need to turn that kindness in on yourself sometimes. And I hope that's what today's podcast left you thinking about. If you've enjoyed it, please subscribe, share, rate, and always love to hear from you. So please feedback to me. This podcast was produced in conjunction with the lovely guys down at Audio Boom. And until we speak again, I hope you have a great week.